Hello, hi. Is this Oakley?
Yes, this is.
Hello, Oakley. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
All right, so you drove to sign up with our consultant. You needed help with a statistical exam. That is for 20 questions.
Yeah, I did. It's an exam on the Wednesday 26th.
All right, for further details, do you mind if I connect you with the right person who can guide you properly?
Oh, sure. But what's the difference between that person and you?
Because he was the person you were dealing with, all right?
Oh, okay.
So I'll
All
connect you with
right.
him. Just stay on the
And
call for like a second.
okay, but who am I speaking with? What for what company?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. How are you doing, Oakley? Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter speaking.
Peter, okay, and I was asking the last person, what company am I speaking to right now?
Right, you're speaking with OnlineCourseGeeks.com, sir.
With what?
Online course. It's OnlineCourse.com. So, well, actually,
Onlinecourse.com is.
yes, sir. OnlineCourseGeeks.com. So you require assistance for your statistics exam?
Well, yeah, I was just gonna see if you guys could do it on the day that it's due.
Absolutely, sir. Not just, online exam, but if you have another submissions, other than this exam, that can also be done for you. So is it just an exam that is left on your course, or there are multiple submissions?
It's just one exam, 20 questions, and it has a time frame of 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Right. Well, basically, the thing is that, it's going to be a very quick thing, because we have two options available for you. Either you can just send the login details, or you can just simply send the pictures of the questions. Or if you get a file, you can send it to us. I'll just get them answered and send it back to you. So first of all, tell me what way you would prefer.
I think I would rather prefer me sending you guys the questions.
Perfect. No issue, sir. We are responsible to get the exam done for you, no matter how which actually would you like to, get it done. So basically, I'm going to just place an order for you, all right? The expert will be assigned to you, and the expert is going to be from the field of your study, who has enough expertise in the field, in this statistics field, all right? And he will be doing the entire exam for you. So what we're going to do is that since you're going for a picture option, so we'll just stay connected with you throughout, and the expert will also be texting you from his personal number. He can also go on call with you. Let's say if you have to discuss anything about the exam, you can simply just speak to him over the call or message, whatever suits you the best, all right? And at the time of the exam, he will be available with you, so you can simply just send the pictures of the questions. And since it's going to be multiple question answers, so he'll be just giving you the answers, and you can submit it yourself, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Exactly. And anything,
But
and let's say if you're at any point thinking that you don't want to be bothered for that, you can simply just share the login details. We'll just log into your account, the portal, the school portal, and we'll get that exam done for you. That's how we get, assist students with their entire classes. So it's de completely depends on you. The ultimate decision is yours.
what I'm gonna ask this again. So I signed up for a couple of different quotes from a couple of different websites, and I just want to know which one I'm speaking to right now.
Well, you are speaking with Online Course Geeks right now, and since we've been doing this services for past 9 years, we have huge experience in this field of study, and I can actually guarantee you the grades what we are committing to you. All right. Now, I'm not sure about other companies. Which companies are you speaking with, by the way, if I may ask that question?
So one of them was mymathgenius.com, and the other one was a live exam helper.
All right, so did you get the code from them or what? What are you thinking right now?
Yeah, I got two different quotes. I got one from MyMathGenius,
Okay.
And he started it at $200.
Okay.
And after I spoke to him a little bit, he said that what was driving the price up a lot was the time frame aspect.
Okay. And what about the other company? How much they offered to you?
The other company offered me $60 up front for the first, like, to do it, and then another $65 when it's done.
Yeah, $125, right?
Yeah, so like $125, $130.
So what are you looking at right now? I mean, you know, did you just make up your mind with going with anybody or what?
I'm not too sure because I've never really done anything like this, so I'm very unsure, and you know,
I understand that.
I'm not sure what.
No, I completely understand that. See, sir. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't have an intention to interrupt you.
That's okay, but you guys seem like, you know, you guys have called me, but have you guys emailed me? Is what I was going to ask you.
Yes, definitely. See, we'll be emailing you, all right? This is the reason that we speak to our clients over the call, because, you know, we make sure that we are, you know, keeping things on priority, all right? When we have a telephonic conversation, you know, the impact is different on the client, because someone can just speak to you over the text. You never know who the guy is, all right, or whether they are legit company,
exactly.
Whether they're going to be doing the classes for you or what, or is this just, you know, playing around. So when you have a telephonic conversation, you get to know the people, you get to know what services they are offering, you get to know about their organization and everything. So first of all, since it's your very first time here, I would also like to address something that, you know, how long we've been working this in this organization, all right? The thing is that it's been almost 8 to 9 years we have been in this industry. And honestly speaking, sir, whoever works with us, starts working with us, they end up their entire graduation. Because, see, this is a long-term opportunity, right? If we provide you good services, you're going to be returning with more future orders because you will keep doing the classes for your next couple of semesters until you're graduated, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. So this is why we actually work it out, and we make sure that we provide the best services and we do follow our commitments so that we can earn more and more business from you. And I would also like to mention here that our 70% business comes through a word of mouth publicity. So it is very much important for us to, maintain our commitments and get you the desired grade which we have promised to you at the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And also, I'm anxious if you have any other submissions other than this that you might need to add, because that will make you eligible for a bundle deal. That deal, what basically does is that it covers each and everything on the course. All right. Let's say if there are discussions or quizzes or anything else which is due on the course, will be done for sure. And that is also be costing you very much reasonably, respectively, you know, as compared to the charges of one submission. So now you tell me, what are you looking forward to do, and how do you want to move forward?
So I think that I just want to do the one exam because I'm already, you know, it's already middle of semester. It's basically done. I think that if I just get this exam done and, you know, finish it off myself, it should be okay.
Okay.
So, at the beginning you were telling me how, you know, you call someone and find out and, you know, see, you know, grow a little relationship. But the thing is that you could be telling me one thing, but, you know, something completely different can be going on. And then when the day of the exam comes, I'm kind of screwed.
No. It doesn't happen like that. Why? Because, see, first of all, you tell me one thing, sir. How exactly did you find out our organization? What was the way?
I looked it up on the internet.
Okay. You searched us on internet, and you probably found out on the first page, on the very top, right? Didn't you?
No, it was a couple of rows down. Like I said, I did a couple of other ones before I found you guys. So,
See, first of all, sir, I will just like to tell you this, you know. I'm not sure if you're aware about this system or not, but we are not, paying anything to Google for our advertisement, you know. You are coming to us through an organic way. You understand? So when somebody's paying to Google to get on the first rank, that has to be paid in terms of getting business. But we are not doing that. Why? There is a huge question in this. See, we are already getting a lot of customers organically. You know why? Because we have been in this industry for a very long time, number one. Number two is that we have a high success rate in terms of providing the grades, in terms of fulfilling the commitments from the very first day. And of course, see, a couple of bucks is not going to benefit us for a long run. You know, if we scam you, Google puts us down, you know, we get on a negative way, and then we lose a lot of business from you in future. You tell me one thing. Let's say this is the first exam, 20 questions, multiple question answers, and probably it's going to be taking up like 2 hours of time frame. So what do you think? What maximum I would be charging you? And let's say $100 or $150 is something that is it is costing you. Do you think that that is going to give a lot more benefit, you know, rather than skipping the business, which I may be able to get more courses from you in future?
I'm not too sure. So you're saying that it would be $150?
Sir, see, the thing is that usually what we charge is somewhere between $150. But since you already spoken about other different companies and you said me that you have got different codes, so I would, probably do the best so that I can earn your business, you know? Because I have to compete in this industry, and to get your order and to get your trust on me, I would probably go to the maximum level, in order to give you the best discount so that you can give your business to us, you know. It's the first time you're placing an order with us, and I'll just do the maximum best from my end so we can keep going on for the future work.
Okay,
And
and
also, sir,
so you're saying that.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, complete yourself first.
It was just something about the exam, but you could go.
I'm sorry, what is that?
I said it was something about the exam, but it's okay. You can go.
No, sir. You can complete yourself. Do you have any questions, any concern on the
So,
exam, or what?
yeah, I was just going to see. So you said that someone was going to be on the phone with me the whole time?
Yes, sir. See, the thing is that as soon as I finalize your order, you will be having a triangle communication between you, me, and your assigned expert, all right? Where expert will also be in communication with you, all right? So that you can just keep on getting updates on that. Let's say if you have any personal instructions that you might need to give to the expert, you can speak over the call with him or text, whatever suits you the best. And we'll make sure that we keep on a follow-up with you. So that at the day of, in this span of time, you don't feel that, you have nobody on table to speak with you. All right? You have
Yeah,
paid for services and
definitely.
communication. Exactly, sir. Communication is a key point. You know what most of the people does is that they actually they do provide good service, but they ignore the communication part. That creates frustration, and eventually you end up not trusting them for a long run. So we do not do that mistake. We do not make that mistake more often. All right. What we do is that we provide the, flawless communication process so that you are also stay in contact with us 24/7, and we are always there to serve you until unless we are not eating or sleeping.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And so is there a way that I could, maybe pay a sum up front and then another after the exam?
Well, sir, usually it is not possible for me to do that. Why? Because the experts are highly, let me also tell you this, what most of the company does that, they are just run after your money, they just run after your money. So whatever they got, it's all done. After that, they don't have to do anything because they will not be able to do the work. And you always remember one thing, sir. Certain quality always comes with a certain price. So it's not possible that someone is charging you 60, 70 bucks and then they are doing the exam for you because the expert, You know, who is going to be doing the class for you or an exam for you is a PhD level expert. You know, he has spent a lot of years on his academics. He's doing job here, all right, and he's getting paid very well. You understand? So there is a process, right? Nobody is going to help you out for so stoop, but I will do one thing for you since you're very much concerned about this and it's your very first time trusting on any service like this. So I'll just, you know, make a way out for you and we can do a little deposit, all right? And then you can just do the rest of the payment after the exam. But this is just for a first time option I'm, you know, trying to make you avail for this. But next time when you come up for your class, do not ask me for this favor. You know, this is what I request you. I won't be able to give you that favor. But yeah, for the first time, I can certainly just do it for you.
Okay, but that's not something that you usually do?
No, sir. It's certainly that we are not doing this here. Why? Because, you know, let's say if I charge you, you know, how much, let's say, what's your budget? What you can do, you know, if I costing you, the original price is costing you somewhere between $150, what does, you know, a suitable budget for you that suits you the best? That you can see that, you know, you can spend this and you can get this exam done. Leave it to you.
Yeah, so I was emailing someone earlier, you know, talking about the prices and stuff. And after some, you know, some back and forth, he ended off with $170. And I told him, I said that, you know, that's a lot of money just for 20 questions. And I understand that the subject is difficult, but he said that he would do $150.
Okay.
So maybe around there, maybe like $140. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done this, and like I said, also in the email, I said that I only need a 70%. So I it's not like I need 100, 90, 80%. I just need, you know, a 70.
Got it, sir. So what we can do is that I can just make it $140 for you. It's not an issue. But you tell me one thing, since, you know, the prices depends on the number of slots available here, firstly. Secondly, that your exam is due by when? 24th of April, right?
No, I wouldn't be able to get the questions. I get the questions at 12. In the afternoon on Wednesday,
okay,
which is in a week, 1 week from now, and
okay,
then I'll have an hour and 30 minutes to complete it. So
it's going to be next week, right?
Yeah, it'll be next week on Wednesday.
All right, so sir, this is also a beneficial point for you because you are here for a pre-booking, all right, and we have a decent amount of time for your exam to be started. So I can certainly just make it $140 for you. But you tell me, because I'm going to reserving a slot for you right now and we'll be just putting you in order details. Do confirm me one thing, how much deposit that you're willing to, you know, make right now, and then you'll pay the rest after the exam. What is the deposit that you're aiming to pay right now?
I guess I could pay like half right now, like 70.
All right, Kenny, can you do it at least $100? Is that possible for you? It's just a request, not a force. If you can do that. See, if you can do this, sir.
I can do 100.
Yeah. No. I'm just requesting you and I'm just also offering you this. If you can do this, I will also be offering you a loyalty code. You know, a loyalty code is something like a loyalty card, which will get you an additional discounts in your future classes. The discounts, which is already giving you by systematically, and there will be a loyalty code that is going to be applied for additional discounts. So let's say if you can do 100 as a deposit right now, I can put you in that loyalty code.
You know, maybe I can't do 100, you know, today, like right now, but maybe by Friday when I get paid, I can maybe do 100.
And how much you can do right now? Because, you know, if I have to reserve the slot for you and put you on booking, I need to put a transaction here.
Right now? Let me see my account.
Can you do 50 right now and rest can be done on Friday? And then you can just do the remaining after the exam is done? If that is fair, so I can just reserve a slot for you, put you in booking order, and then, you know, we can pay the rest after the exam is done, if that suits you.
Yeah, I can maybe do that, but I would also like a little bit more information, because as much as, you know, I like talking to you and stuff, you know, I feel like you've done this a lot of times, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not accusing you of anything, but this definitely feels, you know, kind of like a scam, I'm not going to lie. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? So you said that it feeds you like a scam, sir. Why would it feed you like a scam? I just asked.
You know, just because I hear a lot. I can hear that you're, like, in a telephone area where there's a bunch of people on different calls. And also the way that I was transferred to you really quickly by someone, that was kind of sketchy. That guy, the other guy that transferred to you didn't even let me finish talking before he transferred me to you. So.
Sure. The thing is that, see, of course, you can listen a lot of noise on the background. There is a reason, because there are, you know, a few departments over here. You know, there is a sales department, there is an account department, there is a production department. You getting my point?
Yeah. Are you? Where are you located? Like, what country?
We are based in San Jose, California.
Really?
Yes, sir. So it is possible that you can hear noise on the background, because, you know, a lot of people are actually speaking with a lot of clients at the same time. And somebody is already engaged with the client. You probably need to answer the call. So that's how it works. But it doesn't mean that we are here to scam you, sir. You know, I mean, if I take $50 from you, what would I get scamming you?
You would get $50.
$50 is something that is not beneficial for me, you know. We are doing business here.
Yeah.
A $50 is not going to benefit the entire business until unless we work for you and then you keep returning, you know, to us with future orders. Then only there is something that benefit we'll be getting from your end. Otherwise, there's a lot of investments that has been made to come on call with you, to speak with you, you know? So you understand, sir, how much expenses we have to bear at the background. So $50 is nothing in terms of that, in exchange of that we have already put into this. So what's...
Okay.
So let's say if you still have any confusions on that, what I can do for you is that I can actually, you know, we'll waive another 50 off on Friday, all right? Let me just show you the quality first, all right? And then you can make the remaining balance. Let's say if I'm charging you $140, you pay me $40 a deposit to get you on the slot booking. And then once the exam is done, then you can pay the remaining $100, if that sounds good.
Yeah, I need to see because... you guys haven't even really asked me what type of questions are going to be on the exam.
We aren't supposed to ask that question, sir, because you already mentioned over there that you have an exam for statistics, all right, and there's going to be 20 questions. You have already mentioned all those details on the sign-up.
Yeah, but I didn't mention, like, you know, I just, it was like a very general idea of it.
Sir, it's not going to be a problem because a PhD level expert from the field of this study knows how to handle this exam. So we are not supposed to ask a lot of questions on this simple exam. Also, let me just tell you, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but we have been studying, assisting students who are master level and PhD level students as well. We have been preparing their entire dissertations, thesis. We've been, writing articles from them. So it's something that's a piece of cake for the expert. Because this exam looks like an undergrad. And I'm sure you're an undergrad student, aren't you? So this is what comes from experience, sir. That is why we do not ask a lot of questions.
Can you just do me a favor real quick? And I just looked up your number on the internet, and a chamberofcommerce.com for your company popped up, and it says Online Course Geeks. That's you, right?
Yes, Online Course Geeks.
And what is your exact address at San Jose? Because right here, the exact address pops up. I just want to see if you know it.
Sir, first of all, let me tell you one thing. It's not that much difficult for me to, figure out that address, but let me tell you, the address you can see over there on the Google is actually right at some part, but it's not specific. Why? Because the nature of the services is online, right? We do not meet anyone in physical. The academic services has to be very much confidential, and you have to also understand the severity of the services.
Yeah, definitely. And then, but the thing is on that same website, there's a couple there's a couple of reviews on there that I just stumbled upon. And
Yes, sir. You know,
let's
sir,
just say they're not good.
it's just because of your first time. That's the only reason you're not aware about these things. Let me tell you one thing. See, first of all, if you will scroll down the reviews, you will start seeing the reviews are under the name of anonymous. There's no name, there's nothing. It's under anonymous or maybe fake ID. All right, let me tell you one thing. Would you be ever feel comfortable, or would you ever feel good by going online and posting a review, writing something about academic services that you have purchased, which may actually jeopardize your entire identity at the end of the day? Would you ever do that, first of all?
When you put it like that, no, I would not.
You would not do that. Why? Because you know that, let's say if you put a review, if you post a review, if somebody from your school, somebody from your class, does finds out that you know that you will be jeopardizing your entire identity. So nobody does that.
No, not
Nobody does
necessarily.
that.
Not necessarily for that. I just wouldn't want my name out there, but the chances of someone from my school, especially someone on the higher up, to find that, I think are very, very minimal.
Sure. The thing is that, I'm not sure if you're aware about these things or not, but academics, when you're purchasing a service for your academics, it's not illegal, but it's unethical, right? There's a huge difference between illegal and unethical, right? When you're purchasing unethical services, it could get you in trouble in future. Not for the short span of time, but in a longer run, it could get you in trouble, right? That is why nobody just comes online and posts a review. The same way, the reviews which you can see is not coming from any legit person. But where they are coming from? They are coming from our competitors, who are actually running up in a campaign to defame our brand. And this happens not just in this industry, but whatever business you are running, this happens like that.
Yeah, that's true. So another question I have is, so if I put down $40 today or whatever, so you're
Yes,
saying
sir.
that I will have someone 100% help like doing it for me on Wednesday in 1 week?
Absolutely, sir. And also, let's say if I will be texting you from my number. This is a service landline number where you will call anytime, every time you will call, you will get a different person to speak with because there are a lot of people working here, all right? So this is why I will be texting you from my personal number where we will stay connected throughout, okay? And once the deposit has been made, I will be throwing you an email, where you will find your transaction ID, your official order code, so that you have everything in return. Number one. Number two is at the time of your exam, a day prior to that, I will be texting you And the expert will also be connected with you right within the next 30 minutes after the order placement so that you can speak to him as well, all right? And on the day of the exam, he will be connected with you. You can tell him what's the specific time. He will make himself available for you, and then we can get started from there. Maybe if you can send the pictures of the questions, you can do that. Or if you want to share the credentials, you can do that as well. Completely depends on you. But honestly speaking, sir, Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So I was saying that, you know, I can understand that after seeing things which is not even legit, it's fake, you can, you know, get a little bit suspicious about it. But honestly speaking, sir, once you start working with us, you will be immensely happy, you know. You will never regret it, all right, and you will keep on coming back for your future classes. That's what people does. And honestly speaking, sir,
okay.
I've been handling a lot of master level and PhD level classes. So I know that, and I'm just
okay.
telling you from
and what's,
on the
what's
basis
your name
of experience.
Again?
My name is Peter.
Peter?
Yes, sir.
And what race are you, Peter, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, sir, I completely cannot answer those questions because it's, you know, a recorded line, and you can see that this is a company's landline. We are not supposed to, you know, discuss those details here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought, you know, you said something about, you know, making a good relationship between each other. And, you know, I can tell that you have an accent. And, you know, your accent is not an accent that comes from someone named Peter.
My accent doesn't match with Peter? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, then it matches with whom? With what name?
I don't want to say anything, but I would say you're like, you know, maybe Middle Eastern or Indian or something along those lines.
No, sir. Let me just, since you have raised a question like this, I'm not from Middle East, neither from India. I'm from Sri Lanka, you know. I just had a brought up, you know, in Sri Lanka, but I migrated to U.S. Probably 7 years ago. And completed my education and then doing work here.
You said Sri Lanka?
Yes, sir.
That's not in India?
No, sir. That's an Asian country, but it's not in India.
Okay. All right. Well, so now that you cleared that up for me, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No issues, because
so
I understand,
I would...
you know, U.S. is a land of opportunity, so you know already that how many countries from people are, you know, coming and working here. So I don't have anything to hide over there, so that's why I straight just told you. I wouldn't just like to beat around the bush in that part.
Yeah. So and you said that after I send the $40... that I will be connected with the person that is going to help me in 1 week?
What? Yes, sir. That's exactly what I said. The sign expert will be speaking to you after the order has been processed from my end in the system.
And I can talk to him, right? For a while.
100%. Yes, sir. 100%. Because then only you will be able to know who is the guy who's going to be helping you out at the day of your exam. And, as I said to you before, whether you go and call with him or text, whatever suits you the best.
All right. Well, I'm about to go into class right now. But if you want to send me the details for the further steps, I will for sure be looking at those on my laptop while I'm in class right now.
No issue, sir. But I would just. You know, I mean, it's something that we had a long conversation, and I really would like to come at any conclusion. So I'm just asking you a straight question. I wouldn't just, would you be interested in placing an order? Shall I just go ahead and step forward with the details and everything, put you on account, and then forward the details? I'm also texting you from my number. Or you're still not satisfied with everything and your decision is, but just do let me straight on the call so I can just, you know, do things accordingly.
You know, I just said that, yeah, I would like you to send me the further steps while I go into class.
All right, I just
like,
messaged you.
Like I said, once. Okay.
All right, I just messaged you. If you
yeah,
could
I got
confirm
it.
Me, yeah, how exactly would you be making the payment? Would it be through Zelle or a Cash App, or how do you prefer it?
I can do Zelle. But like I said, I would, you know, you said you were going to send me some more information on those things. So while I'm in class, I would like to, you know, check up on those final details, look at them a little bit more, maybe do
All
a
right.
little bit more research. You know, you definitely did clear up a lot of confusion on my side to the
Uh-huh.
best of your abilities. And you know, I think that it's just me as a cautious person. I'm
No,
going
no,
to take
it's
a little bit
very
more
good to be very
precaution
cautious.
before I send the money.
Yeah, it's very good to be, you know, cautious in something that you're not confident on. But the thing is that, sir, you got to trust, you know. If you're working with someone for the very first time, not in just this industry, but you're purchasing whatever online, all right? You got to trust someone on that. And then only, and it's also, I would like to mention here, that there is a reason why I just, you know, waived off $100 for now. And I told you that you can just pay after the exam. Why? So that you can trust with a little investment, all right? And then you can move forward. And once you're happy and satisfied, which of course you will, then you can actually, you know, then I don't think so that you will be cautious after that. And you will straight come to me, straight give you, you know, hand over me your classes. And, you know, you wouldn't even need to make a deposit. You'll just straight come and make the entire payment up front.
Yeah, I would definitely do that if everything works accordingly to how you said.
Exactly.
But, so.
And you said that you need more information. What more information about what, sir? Because I'm not sure what exactly are you asking me to share with you. You know, I've explained everything.
You said. No, well, I thought, you know, you said that you were going to, you know, I guess you're going to request $40. You're going to do, you were, now you texted me. I'm assuming that you want me to send it through messages on Zelle?
Yes, I will be sending you the Zelle information where you're supposed to make the payment, all right? And once that payment has been done, I will actually march in you an email. You know, that is going to be inclusive of the transaction ID, the official order code. And in within the next 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes, the assigned expert will also be in contact with you so that we can just take things further from there.
So he's gonna text me or call me personally, or you're going to call me and then connect me to him?
He will be texting and calling you, sir. Once you know, the order has been processed in the system, after the transaction has been made, then the expert will contact you.
Okay.
Just the way I did. Yes, just the way I contacted you, he will be doing the same. He will be speaking to you. And let's say if you want to double check that if he's a real expert, you can also call him and ask any questions, even the technical ones regarding your subject area, just to make sure if he's a real expert, you know. If you are suspicious in that part,
yeah.
Too.
All right then, Peter. Yeah, just go on and send me the Zelle and stuff, and anything else you might want to send me. But I'm gonna go into class now. I was supposed to go in at 2, and I'm 3 minutes late now. So I need
to go in
real quick.
All right. Sorry for that. I just took your time. But let's say if you,
it's okay.
You know, I hope that you're not hesitant anymore. All right, but if you are, do ask me more questions. I'll always be there to address that, you know. But do trust me for once,
okay.
And you will see that you will never regret it. That's what I can say then. So it was a pleasure talking to you, sir, and I'll be just sending you the Zelle information shortly.
Okay, and then do I call that number that I texted, or?
Yes, we can also speak. Yeah, we can just, you know, stay in contact over there. If you want to just want me to give you a call, you can just straight tell me. I'll give you a call over there. And if you want to keep it to text, we can do that as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah. Pleasure talking to you. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
All right. Bye.